Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 6.25 cents, July wheat down 2.5 cents, and July beans down 20.75 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil down 67, the U.S. dollar is up 7 ticks, looks like the Dow Jones is set to open about 60 lower. Obviously, overnight, we got hit with prices here. The Brazilians have announced that they believe that the new president is tied up in this bribery scandal, and that sent the Brazilian real down 6% overnight. We gave back 6 months of price action in one day in the real, so it's going to make their exports a lot cheaper and make ours a lot more expensive. So it hit the beans, it hit the corn, it hit the wheat. Everything got hit. We did hold a trend line in the beans, but, you know, we went from earlier in the week making the highest close since the report to now taking out virtually 90% of that action here. Very disappointing. The corn followed the beans, you know, for most of it. Could have been, I guess, a little bit worse than the corn, but the main competition with Brazil is the beans, so the corn didn't get hit quite as bad. Exports this morning were good on the wheat, a combined 640. Corn wasn't bad, a combined 873, and the beans were average at a combined 396. So not bad on the wheat, not bad on the corn, a little bit light on the beans. But yesterday we had the announcement that Egypt did buy some U.S. wheat. We haven't seen the exact numbers here yet. But obviously the news in Brazil is trumping anything else out here. The weather has a few iffy spots out here. We've had some storms, more coming through. We've seen the footage on the news about the winds and the tornadoes out here. So things aren't perfect. I think long run it's going to have a little bit of a slightly friendly twist to the markets. But again, this Brazilian thing is going to override anything for the time being. Now, hopefully, if we do open this thing, you know, 20, 22 cents lower, maybe we can see some kind of a bounce in here. Maybe the Brazilian president says something positive, or who knows. But we'd really have to come back significantly off of this break to avoid a pretty lousy close here in the grains tonight. I was hopeful that we could see something good here with maybe the professional money getting out of the stock market and coming into commodities. But anybody who bought it yesterday certainly got their hands slapped here last night. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.